The Central African Republic is still floundering, but in a much deadlier way. An anti-trafficking unit shares a compelling story about kidnapping, trafficking, and rescue. And you think you might know what role drug abuse plays in the prisons, but do you really? We'll share those details in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. So what do you think of when you hear the words phantom state? If the Central African Republic comes to mind, you're right on the money. ICDI's Jim Hocking says it's been about 3 weeks since the coup, and the country's still not safe.
The crisis is actually increasing on a daily basis. This is kind of when you wonder if some world organization shouldn't come in and gain control.
Because of the unrest, ICDI can't maintain the living water international wells that 500,000 people depend on.
Across the board, human life is becoming more and more fragile to maintain.
ICDI needs funding to support the CAR staff and the families until things calm down. Can you help them? Everything got stolen. Go to missionnetworknews.org.
No matter where you are, there's always somebody that's suffering more than you are. Can we reach out and help them?
Next, Hasina, a girl who's been missing for the last 12 years, has a new beginning in India. Bright Hope International's anti-human trafficking team got wind of her plight after her brother found out where she was and asked them for help. Bright Hope's C.H. Dyer.
They found this girl being held captive. They got word to her that she should go to a certain location. They picked her up in a van and escaped. And she's now in a safe house, secured and safe from her captors after 12 years.
Hasina's story doesn't end there. She was 8 when she was kidnapped and sold into the sex trade. After 12 years of abuse, the damage is significant.
She is in the worst shape they've seen a person. There's been physical malnutrition, of course. There's been physical abuse. Mentally, she is just struggling to even believe she's free.
Pray. This is a spiritual battle. You could even consider this a call to arms.
We're empowering 2 churches to do this work. They want to be on the front lines in India, in their communities, rescuing these young women and helping with their rehabilitation and restoration.
This is Mission Network News. 70% of young people are abusing drugs in one region of India. In eastern India, a prison ministry is fighting the rising tide of that substance abuse.
Drug abuse and substance abuse is a huge problem among the poor classes, the uneducated classes.
Crossroad Bible Institute just opened a satellite campus in Manipur, President David Sheringa says.
It's been very exciting to see the progress that it's making.
CBI recently held a ceremony for the first 9 graduates of its discipleship program. These grads found Jesus through CBI's program and gave their lives to him. All 9 were baptized to symbolize their new life in Christ.
Pray that they will continue in the discipleship program. Discipleship is not completed after baptized. That's just the beginning.
And pray for the recovering addicts who are also studying CBI material at a halfway house in Manipur. See how you can get involved with CBI at missionnetworknews.org. Elsewhere, Mission Aviation Fellowship is calling for prayer for a former MAF pilot missing on a ferry flight in Africa. Jerry Krause of Sahel Aviation Service was flying an aircraft from South Africa to Mali when his plane went missing 11 days ago. Now, the search has turned up evidence that supports both a crash and the possibility he was captured by guerrilla soldiers. The unknown is hardest on the family. Will you pray with them? We've got links to their blog at missionnetworknews.org. And the gospel makes a difference. Now, that's an obvious point, but it's been proven in a peer-reviewed study of Food for the Hungry's approach to poverty. The case study centered on their care group approach in Mozambique and the subsequent drop in malnutrition deaths of kids. In other words, through the local church, a discipleship approach to teaching hygiene, nutrition, education, and more changes a community from the inside out. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, the Middle East and North Africa need prayer, and Sat7 wants to help you do that with a free set of Sat7 bookmarks. They're a great resource to help start your prayer group or missions discussion. Keep one in your Bible and give the others away as a reminder to pray for the Sat7 ministry and the region. Get your free bookmarks by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.